You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, October 12th, and welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. Every week, I, John Wall, bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. I am so happy to have you here today because on this episode, I'm going to talk about Assassin's Creed Mirage. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I would also greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you're there. That really helps to get the word out about the show. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's show or maybe just talk video games, you can find me on Threads, Twitter, or Facebook by searching for Midlife SideQuest. Every episode, I open the show by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to someone whom I admire and appreciate in an attempt to spread some good energy and make the gaming space a bit more friendly. And this week's positive vibes are going out to Alex Van Aken. Alex started out the way a lot of us in the indie game space did, podcasting, writing, and making videos for OK Beast back in the day. But even back then, it was clear that Alex was so talented that he was bound for bigger things, and that opportunity came when he was hired by Game Informer in 2020. Alex is now their lead video editor, and he travels the world visiting game studios and shooting some truly stunning video coverage. It is no BS when I say that the video he shoots is probably the most impressive I've seen in games media. It goes to show what hard work, dedication, and some good old-fashioned talent get you when you stick at it. So go follow him. He is It's Van Aken, and check out his work at Game Informer. Kudos to you, sir. I've considered myself a pretty big Assassin's Creed fan since day one. I remember playing that first game and being blown away by the gameplay, which focused on stealth kills and parkour action, the wonderfully detailed setting of Jerusalem and Damascus, and the story of Desmond Miles, who, through a machine called the Animus, is able to relive the genetic memories of his ancestors. The battle between the Brotherhood and the Knights Templar was fascinating, and immediately it got its hooks in me. Assassin's Creed 2 improved on the formula in every way, fleshing out with more varied gameplay, a great new setting in Renaissance-era Italy, and the introduction of Ezio, who, in my opinion, is the series' best protagonist. After the popular and acclaimed Ezio trilogy, the series has had its ups and downs. There was the incredible pirate-themed Black Flag, which introduced ship combat, followed by the bug-riddled Unity and underwhelming Syndicate. And then most recently, there's been the trilogy of Origins, Odyssey, and Valhalla, which explored the earliest days of the Brotherhood and expanded the game into a full-fledged open-world RPG. These newer games were very well done, and they were pretty well received too, but there are a lot of fans who miss the old style of games and think that the series has strayed too far from its stealthy roots. Well, Ubisoft seems to have heard the concerns of the fans because the latest entry in the series, Assassin's Creed Mirage, is attempting to take the series back to its roots and recapture what made those first games so special, but also still keeping some of the advancements that they've made in recent years. Set roughly 10 years or so before the events of Valhalla, Mirage stars Basim, a character that players of Valhalla will be very familiar with. Set in and around the city of Baghdad, the story follows Basim as he goes from a small town thief with grander ambitions of fighting for a larger cause to a member of the Hidden Ones, trying to fight back against the Order, who have Baghdad in their clutches and are searching for a mysterious artifact buried beneath the sand. Almost immediately, it's very clear that the developers have scaled things way back from the massive and maybe overstuffed worlds of Odyssey and Valhalla. The map of Baghdad, it's still good size, but it's much smaller than previous games. When I opened it up, I didn't feel that sense of being overwhelmed like I did in those games. In fact, this game is supposed to clock in at like 20 hours or so, which is a breath of fresh air when so many other games now are just trying to stuff more and more into every nook and cranny of the games and bragging about doubling the size and everything's getting bigger and bigger. They've also toned down things like the game's loot and the skill tree. Valhalla's skill tree was huge with dozens of abilities to unlock and upgrade. And this time there are three simple trees to focus on: Phantom, Trickster, and Predator. And it feels like if I put enough time into some of the side quests, I could probably unlock most of the abilities, at least the ones that I would really want. And as far as loot goes, I've put nearly 10 hours into the game so far, and I've found like one extra outfit and a few swords. There are also like there's tools to unlock, like blow darts and smoke bombs and a few others, but it never feels like too much. There is a focus and a direction to Mirage that this series just hasn't had in a while, and it feels really good. As far as the gameplay, fans of the older games will immediately feel right at home. The return to stealth-based gameplay almost feels fresh again, not because it's doing anything too new, but just because it's been missing from the series for so long. You'll be parkouring up the sides of buildings and blending into crowds to spy on conversations and stalking enemies from the shadows and lots of bushes to sneak up on them. And when you do need to spill some blood, it really incentivizes you to do it quietly and discreetly. Whenever you draw the attention of guards and they bring backup, it feels like you're in big trouble and you're much better off trying to escape until the heat dies down rather than go in swinging. I mean, it is possible to fight off a small group of guards, but it's pretty tricky. They've also brought back the satisfaction of getting in those perfect one-hit assassinations, which were missing in the last couple of games. Slicing a throat without drawing any attention or perching above one of your targets before dropping down on them and killing them with one swift jab is one of the coolest feelings in gaming, and it's what made this series feel so special to begin with, and I'm so happy that they have gone back to that and gone back to their roots. It's Assassin's Creed, after all, not armored warrior guy with a bunch of weapons Creed. Anyway, so it feels like classic Assassin's Creed, but what about that overarching narrative that they have built up over the last 15 years and probably that many games? part of what I loved about the original game and then Ezio's trilogy was peeling back all the layers of the story and discovering what was going on in the present day with Abstergo and Desmond. But to be honest, that meta-narrative has become so convoluted and complicated in recent games that I kind of just zone out when watching that in recent games, and I don't feel invested in it anymore. So Ubisoft's solution is apparently to remove it from the games altogether. The publisher has said recently that all of that present day storyline is going to be told in their upcoming Assassin's Creed Infinity platform, whatever that ends up being and if it ever comes out. So aside from like a short voiceover at the very beginning of the game, Mirage seems to be totally self-contained and detached from all that other mess, which I'm totally fine with. So far, I'm really happy with my time with Mirage. Like I said, I'm about 10 or so hours into it. It is like comfort food for Assassin's Creed fans. It is the baked mac and cheese of the franchise. It's focused and pared down in a way that just feels really satisfying. But it avoids feeling old by keeping just enough of those modern touches that the series has introduced. I don't know where the series is going to go from here. Sometimes it feels like they don't even know what's next. But right here and right now, it feels like they're in a pretty good place, and I'm having a great time. The good folks at Turtle Beach have just released three new color variants for their popular React R wired Xbox controllers, and they were nice enough to send me one of the Nebula controllers to check out, and I've been using it this past week as I'm playing Assassin's Creed. The first thing I noticed was the 8-foot detachable cord. I haven't used too many corded controllers in recent years, and the last time I did, I had to like scooch way close to the television because the cord was so short. But this was absolutely not a problem here. It's really nice and really long. The next thing I noticed was how good the controller feels in my hands. It feels very similar to the newer official Xbox controllers, with good responsiveness on the buttons and analog stick and a nice textured grip on the underside. It's a little bit lighter than the official controllers, but I imagine that's pretty standard for wired controllers since you don't have the battery pack in there. There's also a bunch of cool features that you won't find in a standard controller, like additional buttons to control your headset audio options, including their superhuman hearing setting, which amplifies important audio cues like footsteps to help you get the drop on Tanner, that prick from the 8th grade from Tallahassee who keeps sniping you in Warzone. That's right, Tanner. It also has two mappable buttons on the underside of the controller so you can customize the controls, as well as improved rumble thanks to dual motors in the handles and triggers. These are all really cool additional features that I didn't expect in a controller that retails for only $40, so you really do get some good bang for your buck. If you're looking for a great controller for long nights of Call of Duty or Halo, or if you just want an extra controller for your kids so that they stop using yours, the React R controllers from Turtle Beach are high quality and affordable. They're available right now in a variety of colors. And if you go check out the show page on Threads and Twitter today, I'm going to be posting some photos of the controller they sent me so you can take a look. Thank you, Turtle Beach. And thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I so appreciate you making time in your day for me. Don't forget, you can catch new episodes of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads, Twitter, or Facebook. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.